And now,
great to be back.
Back to the Bill Frank Radio Show.
Awesome.
And your host, Bill Frank.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to the Bill Frank Radio Show on KVTA News Talk 1520. You can also hear me streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. I'm bringing fresh perspectives to Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is potpourri. Each of my guests has an interesting subject, no two of which are related. My next guest has been a successful music mogul at CBS Records, an entrepreneur, a best-selling author with Anthony Robbins, and a peak performance coach to business professionals around the world. We'll discuss his groundbreaking method to get happy in 10 minutes, feel happy in 10 days, and be happy for life from his latest book, Get Happy Now. Joseph McClendon III is a global leader in the peak performance field. His company, ProSequences Research Group, is a leading peak performance coaching organization that works with leaders in the political, entertainment, and business communities. As an instructor at the University of California, Los Angeles, Joseph taught re-engineering, leadership, management, and advanced communications courses for the engineering and management extensions programs. He holds a doctorate in neuropsychology and several certificates in the neurosciences and is an expert in life transformation by assisting others in overcoming fears, phobias, and emotional challenges. He's taught more than 3 million people worldwide. He's authored two books with the world-famous peak performance coach Anthony Robbins. His stories and messages have been featured in magazines such as O Magazine, Success, and Success from Home. He lives in Southern California with his wife and his son, Joseph McClendon IV. Joining us from the Irvine area. Hi, Joseph. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. And yourself?
Well, terrific. And thank you so much for being our guest. Loved your book, Get Happy Now. The title just makes me happy thinking about it. But in the book, I found it rather interesting. I mean, here you are, you're a very successful guy, but you described yourself as a slow learner in your book. In fact, your personal story is kind of an amazing story to tell. And I think that's where I'd like to start, please. At 19, you were homeless, you were hopeless, and you lacked kind of the will to live. How did you turn your life around?
Well, actually, what turned my life around wasn't me. It was in the end, but it was a kind gentleman gave me a book, and the book was called Think and Grow Rich. And it was interesting because I had never read anything like this, and it introduced me to the concept in the world of personal development, said differently, that I could make a change in myself and that I was responsible. And I would not have read the book, honestly, Bill, but he almost forced me to read it, and I'm so thankful that he did. But the interesting thing is, when I read the book, of course, the concepts in the book gave me not only hope, but gave me techniques of doing something, which is the theme of everything that I do right now. And when I went back, and it changed my life, it truly did. And when I went back to him, Bill, to thank him and to ask him what I could do for him, because that's the way I was raised, what he said to me was, "How you repay me is you do the same thing that I've done for you for as many people as you possibly can for the rest of your life."
Wow.
Yeah, and so I take that to heart, and that's why I'm here now.
The old pay it forward method. Of course, the book Think and Grow Rich is the classic by Napoleon Hill. So that's what turned your life around. This man came in and inspired you. What inspires you every day since that time?
That's a great question, and even as I think about it, it actually gets me a little choked, just as you said that. It is, I have the pleasure now of wherever I go, and I travel around the world, Bill, and as you and I know, I called you an hour early because I thought I was still in Colorado. But everywhere I go, people approach me. I get emails, I get letters, I get all kinds of things, my social network, thanking me for not for what I did for them or to them, but for what they learned and they did for themselves and the life change that they've got. And that's what spurs me on.
Well, that is very inspirational. So, Joseph, you learned it yourself that people want to be happy. I mean, innately, that's what they want. And you've gone through it. Now you're teaching people. But you must run into thousands of people every year that are not happy. What's holding them back?
Well, you know, I had a practice here in Los Angeles for many years and then also in San Diego. And I still practice around the world. I'm psychology, helping people get over fears and phobias and emotional challenges and things that all but debilitate them in their lives. And the underlying theme is what they want is they want to feel better. They want to feel happy. They want to feel optimistic. They want to feel like they have, you know, some self-worth and all of those things. And people, most of us, have bought into this misconception, this preconceived notion that we have to work at being happy and that it's a long, arduous, hard task. And I wanted to know it's not true. You know, we all know, you know, you and I live in Southern California, and everybody knows that to a negative emotion, a bad emotion, frustration, anger, you know, all those things, it's a split second away. I live in Los Angeles, and, you know, you accidentally cut somebody off in traffic, they're so angry they want to shoot you.
True.
But an emotion called happiness is the same thing. And I want people to know that from where they are right now and where they want to be in terms of being happy is a split second away as well. And having said that, it's not just about getting happy now. You know, I wrote the title of the book that way for people to recognize we could do it now. But it's about being happy long enough and applying this process that I have so that they can make it so that it becomes natural and automatic for them so that it's their default, their undercurrent, if you will.
All right. And I want to talk about your process in a little bit more detail in just a minute, Joseph. But before we get there, I mean, you're a very learned man. You've got degrees as long as my arm. So what's the science behind the happiness?
Great question. It's no longer conjecture or just hearsay or just, a bunch of hippies saying, hey, be happy. It is science. There is, from Yale to Harvard to Princeton to John Hopkins, it's a science called positive psychology. And what they've found through years and years and years of study is that happier people live longer, happier people produce more, happier people are more healthy. All of the things that the great things in life stem from being happy. And so behind all of that, it's not about just, I'm just saying, hey, just be happy. And it's not about it's just the journey or the outcome. It truly is. Our bodies and our lives function better when we're happier. We attract more people to us and things to us as well.
All right. My guest is Joseph McClendon III. He's the author of the book, Get Happy Now, Get Happy in 10 Minutes, Feel Happy in 10 Days, and Be Happy for Life. You've got so many great little tricks and tools in your system. One that really resonated with me is an exercise you call A Magnificent Day. Tell us about that and how people can put that to work immediately.
Absolutely. And I always say, listen, the future doesn't have to be a surprise. It's a gift. Unwrap it now. Take a look inside. And an ideal day or a magnificent day is that day, and it's part of the exercise. And by the way, let me segue out for a second.
Sure.
I don't want people to just take my word for it. I have a set of videos demonstrating, if you will, the process that you go through the book, in the book, as well as a free chapter for people to read. If you just go to success.com/get-happy-now, you'll see right there. You can see the videos. You can get a free download of the chapter. You can read it, and you can check it out for yourself. And as well, you can get the book on Amazon.com. But I'll share with you, the reason why, and that is just one of the exercises, is most people don't experience a whole lot of happiness in their lives. And Bill, if you ask 1,000 people what happiness is, you're going to get 1,000 different answers. So the trick is to, number one, the process is, there's a four-step process. The first process is to find your happiness. Not just what makes you happy, but let's find and get you happy. And one of those things is to have a positive expectancy of the future. We make up all kinds of stuff anyway, right? So why not make up an ideal or a magnificent day? Describe that day that you wake up, you feel great, you got lots of energy, everything's going great, your finances are great, your relationship's great, your body's great, all of those things, that future. And then what I show you how to do is to attach that to your very nervous system so that it becomes a believable outcome for you. And then from there, the second step in the process is to find out what stops you from being happy. And then once you do that, because most people don't know, they go through life and they'll blame things, but they don't know the specific thing, and I help people step through there. And once you do that, then we can go to step number four, which is to interrupt that pattern, and which means breaks it up and create what we call a scotoma or a blank space in the mind. And then step number four is fill it up.
All right, and that makes sense. My guest is Joseph McClendon. But Joseph, I guess fundamental to all of that is we can sort of envision what's going to make us happy. It's that second step, recognizing what doesn't make us happy. Sitting in traffic doesn't make me happy. Is that the root cause, or do we need to peel back the onion and get deeper than just that?
Ooh, you are brilliant, and what a great question. And the answer is yes, we do have to peel back the onion. But it doesn't have to be scary or hard or anything like that. Because what you said, sitting in traffic, makes you unhappy. Well, I sit in traffic as well, and I'm not unhappy. As a matter of fact, I'm happy. And I have a default that says, hey, everything's going to be okay. It's just traffic, blah, 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 and all that stuff that soothes you. There's an underlying theme in everybody that keeps us believing those things, that my unhappiness comes from somewhere else. And when we get to the bottom of that, it's like lights on, Bill. It's like a whole new lease on life. And you recognize that, wait a minute, it's not the rest of the world, and it's not just me and I'm a bad person. I can do something about it and make a change.
All right, my guest is Joseph McClendon, author of the book Get Happy Now. Get happy in 10 minutes, feel happy in 10 days, be happy for life. And you have so many little tips and tricks in there. Another one that resonated with me, Joseph, was you write in the book, talk is cheap, but a smile is cheaper. Now, how does smiling make us feel happier?
Oh, here we go. Literally, when we smile, listen, there's three things. And one of the chapters is the anatomy of happiness. And that is the things that we see, that we look at with our imagination or our eyes open, the words that we say, and how we move our bodies. And each one of those releases chemicals in our bodies that make us feel one way or the other. And that's the anatomy. So anything that we do in any one of those will change how we feel. And a smile, our Creator put us together. Our Creator put us together in a way that when we smile, we got 80 different muscles on our face, and they're all designed. It's the largest area of concentration of muscles on our entire body, but they're designed to basically squeeze your skull in a certain way that makes the chemicals, the endorphins, the dopamines that make you feel good, go through your body immediately. You can't smile and not feel good.
Squeezing my skull doesn't sound good, but the idea of smiling absolutely does, Joseph. So that's important, and I get that now that you've explained it. But let's talk about something else that has been topical in the news, and that's this whole idea of gratitude. How does gratitude impact one's happiness?
Gratitude is, there are several levels of happiness, you know, anywhere from complacent and satisfied to jubilant and excited. Gratitude is one of those ones that is it's the elixir, if you will. It's the catalyst to stimulate any of the others. Gratitude is that place, that safe place, that place that you can go to immediately, and it gives that optimism, it gives that happiness. It truly does. Gratitude is the antidote to any fear, any anxiousness, any of those other things as well. It is one of the most important emotions that I can recommend for anybody.
My guest is Joseph McClendon III. So, Joseph, your book, The Process, that you've alluded to for helping people to achieve breakthroughs, it's kind of unique, and I'm just going to sum it up. There are five steps. See it, say it, move it, prove it, and groove it. So explain what it is and how it works.
Remember what I said about the anatomy. The anatomy is what you see. So that's the first step. And I show you how to literally in your mind and physically see what it is that you want that makes you feel happy. And then the words that we say, again, each word has the ability to change our biochemical makeup. We do it all day long. So learn the words that make you happy and speak them. And it's all a process, as I say. And I use modern technology called your cell phone to remind you to do it. And move it, as just we talked about, the smile, moving your body, breathing, and all of those things in a very specific way. And improving it is literally, as you do it, you'll feel it. And remember what I said about replacing the bad with the good, which is step number four in there. The proving it section of it is the exercise that I have you do to embed it into your nervous system. And then the last thing, groove it, is just groove it, live it. Live it and live it and live it, and as you do, the whole process of rewarding or giving yourself the credit for making yourself feel good stimulates your nervous system to make that your bedrock, if you will.
My guest is Joseph McClendon III, author of the book Get Happy Now. So, Joseph, for people who are listening, just give us a real tip. What's the one thing that listeners can do right now to feel happier?
Absolutely. Look for it. And what I mean by that, the old saying is, as you seek, so ye shall find. The Joseph McClendon version, I rewrote the Bible, if you will, is as you seek, so shall it find you. Meaning that as you go looking for it, the journey, the process of searching causes your brain to focus on what you want. So look for what makes you happy. Go through your day starting today. Right now, look for what makes you happy. Even if it's just a flower on the street, even if it's a smile, a gorgeous person, or whatever it is, search the annals of time for you. Searching for it makes you feel it. As you see, so you feel. So the tip of the day is look for it, put a smile on your face, take a deep breath, pat yourself on the back, be grateful for who you are.
All right. Now that moves into that whole area of The Secret and that whole burn book that was written about The Secret. Is that really true? Is there science behind that?
There is science behind it. And you know, I don't base a lot of what I do on that. However, I will say, as you mentioned earlier, I taught at the University of Southern California for many years, 7 years. And I taught in the engineering and management department. And I taught to some of the smartest people I've ever seen. And in talking about this, one of the gentlemen brought to me something, evidence of what I'm about to talk about here, and that is that every human being puts off electromagnetic energy. And that electromagnetic energy has some very interesting characteristics about it. And this is science again. And that electromagnetic energy can be photographed and now videoed. It's called Carillion photography. And so what he brought in was the camera that we took a picture of everybody, including myself, our energy that we put off. You know, in California, they call it your aura. But the reality of it is, and the example I like to use, I'll ask you, have you ever been sitting in a car and you feel somebody looking at you and you look over and sure enough they are?
Absolutely.
And we've all done that. You can do the same thing. You can stare at somebody and they'll feel you looking at them. Well, that energy, what happens in those situations is when we put our attention and intention on another person, what happens is that energy grows and they feel it, and vice versa. So, said differently, the science behind it is, if you're going to get cosmic on it, the science behind it is that works with everything in the universe, for lack of a better term. But I always say to people, if you want to, you want to be happier, you want to attract more people in your life, get happy yourself, because happiness is a form of attention and intention. You can't be happy just focusing on yourself. I guarantee you, most people, when they sit down and they do these exercises, they're going to include a plethora of other people thinking about it as well. And when they do, their energy grows and they attract more to their lives. That was the short version.
All right. My guest is Joseph McClendon III, author of the book Get Happy Now, Get Happy in 10 Minutes, Feel Happy in 10 Days, Be Happy for Life. Joseph, what did you get out of writing the book?
The biggest joy for me is, as I said before, my outcome is to help people make a change. And what that means is, unless you've been living under a rock, you know that this world is going through some challenging times right now. And most people have, as I said before, bought into the misconception that that these are unhappy times and these are bad times. And I'm not saying that there aren't bad things going on. However, I am saying that those of us that dare to dream while the rest of the world is having a nightmare, we not only stand to inherit the prosperity that we seek, we also stand to be beacons of hope and shining examples for other people to follow. And as we do this, we'll make this place a better place. And that is my outcome, at the risk of sounding too noble, is to help and assist in being a positive influence on this world and making a difference.
Wow, that is heavy. My guest has been Joseph McClendon III. Joseph, if people are intrigued by what they hear, they want to learn more about you, learn more about your book, Get Happy Now, where would you direct them to go on the internet?
Please visit me at success.com, that's success.com/get happy now, or you can just Google me, or you can Google Get Happy Now, or you can get the book on Amazon.
Oh, so great. Joseph, thank you so much for being my special guest here on The Bill Frank Show. We'll talk to you down the road.
Bill, thank you so much.
Thank you.